It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert, in for Craig Cohen. One quick announcement. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Champaign and central Vermilion counties that was in effect until 1 p.m. has been canceled. In Illinois Public Media news at this hour, police in Normal have taken a 14-year-old boy into custody in connection with a gun incident at Normal Community High School this morning. No one was hurt when shots were fired at the school. Police and Unit 5 officials placed the school on lockdown a little after 8 a.m. Earlier reports indicated two people had been taken into custody. But Police Chief Rick Bleichner says a 14-year-old male is the only one currently in custody.
We have other individuals that we're talking to that, you know, either associated or may have spoke with this individual prior to this incident happening.
Bleichner would not immediately say whether the shooter pointed the gun at a teacher or discharged the weapon into the ceiling. In less than 2 hours, the situation had stabilized and students were taken to nearby Eastfield Christian Church. Students are being signed out to parents. They were not allowed to go home on their own today, but Bleichner says the high school and the street around the school remain on lockdown this morning. Police may allow parents and students to retrieve their cars in the parking lot later today. They hope to release the high school back to Unit 5 by the end of the day. Other district schools remain in session. Investigators in Rantoul are trying to figure out what caused the death of a man whose body was found in the rubble of a mobile home nearly 2 weeks after a fire. The News Gazette reports a Rantoul police detective found the body after noticing a foul odor during a follow-up visit to the fire scene. Rantoul Police Lieutenant Jeff Wooten says the fire destroyed the home August 22nd and the body was found Tuesday. An autopsy conducted Wednesday determined the victim was male. The body hasn't been identified due to its condition. And Wooten says further tests are planned. One man is charged with arson in the fire, and police are searching for a second man for questioning. A top staffer for congressional candidate David Gill has left the campaign. Michael Richards served as the Bloomington Democrats' campaign manager, but has instead decided to focus his time on his own reelection bid on the Champaign County Board. Tom Alty is the deputy campaign manager for the Gill campaign, and he says this shakeup won't hurt Gill's chances at winning in November.
This is going to allow, both Mike on his other elections that he's working on, as well as his reelection, to be more successful, as well as the Gill campaign. He just didn't have the time to be dedicated to a top-tier campaign, so it's going to work out great for both of us. We're both going to be successful.
Gill is running for Congress for the fourth time. He faces Republican Rodney Davis of Taylorville and independent candidate John Hartman of Edwardsville. President Barack Obama last night asked the American public for 4 more years to solve challenges he says were built up over decades. Democrats from his home state say he successfully made the case. From the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Amanda Vinicky has more.
Illinois delegates were front and center as Obama accepted his party's nomination for president.
The plan is it's in place, but he needs more than 4 years to put back together what 8 years of George Bush took apart.
That's Sherry Jamonco, a delegate from Springfield. In his speech, Obama told Democrats,
"Only you have the power to move us forward."
Another delegate, Mary Plata of Yorkville, is a member of AFSCME, the state's largest union representing public workers. Plata says she'll answer his call.
He's behind the people. He wants to get us back to work. And like he says, we have to work hard right there with him to achieve our goals.
She says with Obama, America can only go forward. But Republicans say America needs their nominee, Mitt Romney, to turn the economy around. In Charlotte for the Democratic National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The head of the Chicago Teachers Union says negotiations with the district have taken a turn for the better. During an appearance on WLS TV today, President Karen Lewis said she's been more heartened by recent talks with officials at Chicago Public Schools. The teachers union has called for a strike Monday. And there's no agreement on a contract. It would be the first teachers strike in a quarter century in Chicago, which has more than 400,000 public school students. Jurors who convicted Drew Peterson at his murder trial say they'll speak about their decision. Jurors planned a news conference this afternoon in Joliet, a few blocks from the courthouse where Peterson was convicted yesterday of murdering his third wife, Kathleen Savio. The jurors left the Will County Courthouse yesterday without speaking to reporters. The former suburban Chicago police officer faces up to 60 years in prison when he's sentenced on November 26th. Peterson was charged with Savio's 2004 death after his fourth wife, Stacy Peterson, went missing in 2007. Police in Indianapolis say the bodies found buried in a shallow grave 2 weeks ago are those of two Northern California men. Police said today that dental records were used to identify the bodies as 39-year-old Juan Valencia and 40-year-old Raul Villalobos of San Jose, California. The remains were found August 22nd by people searching for a dog in a wooded area amid a mix of homes and industrial buildings on the city's east side. Police have said at least one more of the bodies had head injuries. A Chicago area man designated as a terrorist is suing the federal government so he can do simple things like buy newspapers or gifts for his wife. Robert Wildebor has more.
In 1993, Mohammed Salah, an American of Palestinian descent, was arrested by Israeli police in the West Bank. Salah had about $100,000 that he said was for Hamas's work helping impoverished Palestinians. But after a 54-day interrogation, Israeli agents said Salah admitted being a military leader in Hamas. Salah's American lawyers say that confession was the result of torture. In 1995, he was designated a terrorist back at home in the U.S. His lawyers say the 17-year-old restrictions prevent him from opening a bank account or having a job or engaging in basic financial transactions like buying a ticket for a movie. And they say there was no trial or hearing, no administrative record on which the designation is based, no mechanism for appeal, and no end date for the designation. The Treasury Department, which enforces laws on foreign assets, would not comment because the lawsuit is pending. I'm Robert Wildebor.
In sports, the American League Central leading White Sox will lead San Francisco Liriano to the mound, taking on the Royals at U.S. Cellular Field tonight. St. Louis starter Kyle Loesch will seek his ninth straight win when the Cardinals host Milwaukee this evening. And the Cubs hope to break a six-game losing streak with the open of three games in Pittsburgh. Travis Wood takes the mound. And tomorrow night in Tempe, Arizona, it's Fighting Illini football at Arizona State. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.